Hello!
And welcome back to the second segment of our Catcher in the Rye podcast. I, Kaylin Piercy, will be hosting this segment, but I couldn't do it without the help of my co-hosts, Rachel Bennett, Lily Hayden, and Ella Pensa.
Today we'll be looking at the story, The Catcher in the Rye, through a new historicism lens.
That's right. I believe that the book would be very different if it were to be written in a different time period.
Some people do not know that the book The Catcher in the Rye was written during World War II by the author J.D. Salinger. This piece of information is important because it has an effect on the storyline.
How would The Catcher in the Rye be different if it were written in a more modern time period?
Well, one thing that would be different is communication. In the book, Holden thinks about calling people several times, but doesn't because he is afraid that their parents would answer. These days, you can just give your friend a text and have an answer within a few minutes. He also has to make all of his phone calls from a phone booth. This is definitely not something we would see in more modern times.
I agree with you. We can also see that the book is in a different time period when Holden pays for things. When he pays for the three girls' drinks at the club, the total is about $13 for at least six or more drinks. Today, the price would be much higher.
What about the fact that he was allowed to order drinks? Several times in the story, Holden walked into a bar and ordered alcohol without being questioned. Yes, he looked old for his age, but these days, people are more strict about who they serve alcohol to. Today, Holden would most likely not be able to order drinks without someone asking for an ID.
So we can see that a lot of details from the story would be different in a more modern time period.
But how would these smaller details really have an impact on Holden's life in the story?
Well, the alcohol he was allowed to drink could have had an effect on him. Studies have shown a connection between alcohol and depression. If he were not allowed to drink, maybe he would not have gotten as depressed.
This is true, but things in society could also have caused Holden's depression to be worse, such as social media. Many teens today go through depression because of things that happen online. This also could have made Holden's life harder if he lived in a modern time period.
So as we can see, there are many things that could have influenced Holden's mental health if the story were to take place in a completely different time period.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Taco Bell. Try the new Crunchwrap from Taco Bell. You won't be disappointed.
Now, back to the podcast. So back in this time period when the book was written, I think there was not as much research done on depression and mental illness. So I wonder if Holden would have been considered depressed and would have thought about it more seriously in a more modern time period since there's been more research done on it.
And I feel like he would have been diagnosed earlier. Parents were more involved in what he was doing.
Also, with the fact that back then they didn't treat depression as a serious thing, they kind of played it off as just being upset, and they didn't really know the full extent of what that condition was, so that probably could help too.
Yeah, Holden himself probably didn't even understand that he was depressed. He said he was depressed, but he probably didn't realize that he was actually dealing with something serious.
I agree.
Back then, also, depression wasn't something that was commonly talked about. So, even if you were depressed, you probably wouldn't have known about it. And if you were diagnosed with depression, it's not something that you would openly talk about with people, whereas today, it's people have that mutual understanding of people are going to be depressed, but everybody can get out of it. And it didn't used to be that way.
Okay. So, with the new historicism lens, looking at people being depressed, most people would just ignored at that time, and it wasn't as serious and widely spread as it is now.
Now we will be talking with a doctor about mental illnesses.
Hello, my name is Dr. Tari. Today I'm going to be talking about depression. Back in the 19th century, you didn't really know what depression was. Doctors haven't quite diagnosed depression in enough patients at that time. We currently thought it was a chronic illness. And today we know more about it. And back then, depression wasn't very serious in our minds. So we couldn't really treat patients like what Holden would have been. And that is probably what they put them in the mental home. They probably just thought he wasn't fit for living on his own at that point. But yeah, that's all I have to say for now.
As you heard the doctor say, having depression back then was very different than it would be now. In conclusion, I think the story The Catcher in the Rye would be very different if it were written during a different time. Tune in to our next podcast to hear about the structuralism of the book with Ella. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.